Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, it's Craig. I'm back again with another question. They keep coming. So if you got a question, obviously send it in to me. You can find my email just about anywhere on the internet, craig@xxxchurch.com. Here's the question. Why doesn't God answer my prayer and take away my desire for porn or my addiction to porn? Why doesn't God do what I've asked him to do? I'm convinced one day I'm going to win the 50-50 drawing at a football game. My odds are way better than the Super Lotto. That's like one in something million. But like 80,000 people at a Packer game or Rams game, you put $20 in, you get 20 tickets, and then you get 50% of the pot. I play it every game I'm at. Because like somebody wins it. I prayed a few times. Hey God, like, let me win that. And guess what? I've never won once. I still believe in the Lord. I'm not that angry at him. Maybe he knows I don't need the money. Maybe he knows something I don't know. Maybe he knows that money would be better for somebody else. Maybe he knows that money would actually hurt me, not help me. Hey, get this. Maybe he could give 2 cents about who wins the money. Like sometimes, like, you think really God cares about the outcome of the Super Bowl? Because I prayed about that. I prayed LeBron James never wins. And I'm going to pray right now. Lord, please let LeBron never win a NBA championship for the Lakers. I hope that prayer gets answered. I can't stand watching LeBron James play basketball. Hey, please pray the Packers win the Super Bowl next. Like, I think we throw out such, like, we treat God like he's in charge, like the Super Lotto. Like, give me this, give me that. Hey, it's all laid out for you, what you need to do in this relationship. Like, God's done his part. Go through the scriptures, and it's just like, hey, it's there. Like, the power of the Spirit, the power of what you believe in doesn't mean it's going to be easy, and doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted. It doesn't mean that you're actually not going to fall into temptation. The only person that ever did that and ever lived that life is Jesus. But yet, he was tempted in every which way you and I are. But he was able to withstand it. So I think that the goal here, one, isn't perfection. And two, it's not a matter of like, well, God, you take this away from me. What about embracing that? Hey, you know what? I think I'm pretty good. Like, I've got good kids, a good marriage, and man, what else do I need? Sometimes you can get to your head of like, and I'm good at this, and I'm good at that, and people watch my video on the internet. Wow, like, I'm something else. But daily, you look in that mirror, and there's pain. There's stuff that I don't have figured out that you do. There's stuff that I'm still working on that you're still working on. In my place that I live, I don't know what it is, but there's these bright lights in my bathroom. It's kind of like when you go to a hotel and they have that like magnifying light and you shine. I don't know if you guys like that. I talk a lot about Poppin' Zits and Dr. Pimple Popper and other videos, but like, trust it, turn on that light and it's like the 10 times magnification. I'm like, man, I'll look at my face in there and I'm like, where did that scar come from? Where did this one come from? Dang, like, you, Jeanette, you didn't tell me I have this on my face? And she'd be like, no one could see it. And then I'm like, well, no, but when I went in the bathroom and the lights and then I got in, of course you can see so much more, but like, you all can't see that. And maybe each and every one of us need to be walking around with stuff that we haven't figured out yet. Stuff that we haven't mastered, stuff that we're still in need of help of God and the Spirit from. Because if we had it all figured out and God just says, oh yeah, let me take that from you. Yeah, let me answer. Like, think about how many dumb prayer requests we send to the Lord. Think about how many things you prayed for that you'd thank God right now he didn't answer. Oh God, that, like, oh, I pray that she's the one. Train wreck that would have been, huh? Like, yeah, those prayers, I mean, we all have them. And I think you got to understand that God's seeing the beginning and the end. This is like the Alpha and the Omega. Like, he sees the big picture. Maybe he's taking you through something right now. And rather than you try and shortcut your way out of it and get an escape, this ain't an escape room. Like, that's not what you're signed up for. Like, oh, I just got to figure out and he's going to kind of get me out of this. Like, no, like, go through it. And your prayers to God, like, he's probably looking down. If he's really, I'll ask him one day, like, because when we pray and we're saying something and you're like, are these the dumbest people I've ever created? When it's like, look who I've placed in your life. Look who's there to support you. Look who's going through the same exact thing that you were, that you've just kept this from. Hey, if you really wanted me to solve this, like, maybe he's actually put you in a place and some people around in your life that have actually the keys to getting out of this. And you're like, oh, well, I want you to do it. Maybe it's not as easy as that. And maybe there's something to say about you wrestling through this. Because otherwise, you might never be on your knees. You might never need him. Because this is hard and it's messy and it's consequences because your marriage is falling apart. You might lose your job or this or that. Now you're like, serious, no, God, I need help. And sometimes help isn't just let me remove you from that. It might be, man, we're going to get through this. And getting through it is a lot harder than just skipping over it. So how come God doesn't answer your prayers? He already answered it. He already answered, like, if you have a relationship with him, like, it's already done. It's already taken care of. Regardless of what you do with your life, how much porn you look at and don't look at, it's already been paid for. And don't abuse it. I didn't just say go enjoy it. No, because if you really know him, you don't want to do that. But maybe this isn't about perfection and it's not about days, porn-free days. Like, to me, that's not it. Oh, I'm porn-free for 48 days now. Okay, brother. Like, I don't want to listen to that guy. Maybe for you, it's like, what's God trying to teach me through this season? Why I'm struggling? Why can't I, 50 years old, I can't beat this? Guess what? Maybe you need to do a new thing. Maybe you need to find a new friend. Maybe you need to find a new community. Maybe you start figuring out what has God put already around you to make that possible. He's not going to just pick you up out of that situation, remove it, and just, yeah, okay, cool, I did that. Like, I don't think he's that guy. Because if he's that guy where he could just fix all this stuff, like, why are we living in a broken world? Because we're broken people. And just having him come in and solve that, like, man, he gets the glory, but we don't get any of the benefit of going through it. Because when you're on the other side of this and you say, hey, you know what? Man, God didn't just rescue me from this. I sat with this for 20 years, but you know what? Here's how I broke free. And then the power that how God's going to use you in another relationship. I mean, the fact that like 70% of our small group leaders have all come out of our small group ministry. Like, we don't advertise, like, find new small, it just happens. Small group leaders come out and they've come through our program and they go, hey, I want to help others. When a porn star leaves the industry and says, I want to come back to the show with you, Craig, and your team, like, that's not the first place I would expect somebody to be, but they're like, no, you know what? God got me through this situation. And you know what? I want to go back and help others because it's my story of God's redemption in my life that's going to actually help the next person. So think about it that way. Maybe you're in the middle of this kind of dark struggle for a reason and work through it. Don't just ask to be removed from it because maybe there's something in the middle of this kind of messy stuff that God's trying to teach you. That's all I got. Hang in there. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Button podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.